Mark Zuckerberg had Steve Jobs. Bill Gates had Warren Buffett. Abraham Lincoln had George Washington. The last one is made up. My point is, all successful people have mentored others and have also had mentors. Today, we're going to discuss the importance of mentorship and how it can change the trajectory of your professional career. Brian, when I say some of those names, we talk about mentorship. How has mentorship impacted you professionally, personally, whatever, you name it?
You know, I think there's a common misconception around mentorship, right? I think you get a 22-year-old person right out of college and you say you got to get a mentor. So they seek out like a 65-year-old rich person, right? And I don't think that needs to be the case, right? It can be, hell, it can be somebody younger than you. It can be somebody your same age. It can be, you know, for me, it's always been somebody that I want to aspire to be, right? And how do you do that? And I think those are things from a, you know, mentorship perspective, you know, I probably failed at a lot early on, right? I think those are, I didn't do it. And I wish I would have done it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think my parents were great mentors, right? There's so many attributes from my mom and my dad and my family that, you know, helped me out be the person I am today. But I think there's also, okay, how do I, you know, in baseball or in, you know, if it was coaching or, you know, collegiate baseball coaching, whatever that is, who do I want to aspire to be and, you know, try to learn from them? I think mentors are also always evolving. You might have one for a certain period of time and then falls off or it doesn't, you know, fill, you know, your life stage might change at some point. That's where I'm at. I think there's different versions and different styles of mentorship.
When I say mentor, is there anyone that like comes to mind though?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. I don't think there's one person, but I think it's a combination, right? So coaches, a lot of previous coaches, right? I grew up playing a ton of sports, a lot of previous managers. You know, I think now that we live in a day and age where you can have an online mentor, yeah, right? Where, you know, whether that's a Ben Newman or an Andy Frisella or a Ed Milet, you know, those are the people that are helping mentor us, even though they you know, it might be like a virtual type of connection. So
you mentioned Ed Milet. I love that because I actually have this quote written down. You're most capable and qualified to help the person you used to be. That hit me because even thinking about the last 3 years, we have a lot of younger employees that are out of college or they have maybe one or two jobs.
Yeah.
They join, you know, Veritas. You mentioned your parents. Like I had my parents early on. You kind of pull the best attributes from both. You make them your own. They were my first mentors, but I thought long and hard when I read that quote. I never really felt like I had a true mentor.
Sure.
And it wasn't until later in life when I was like, I really need to find someone because I've historically learned the hard way.
Yeah.
And I've learned the hard way because I never really had anyone guiding me. I mean, I was out of my house and I'm like,
sure,
trailblazing. I'm going to figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change any of that because I learned a lot. But I also recognize where a mentor could have really changed my path for the better. We have a young workforce and I see a lot of me and some of our employees. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make a bigger impact on them. And I'm encouraging them to do some things that I missed early on.
Sure. Like what's an example of that? What do you mean?
Just the discipline. I've been extremely undisciplined majority of my life. When you start having kids, you can't be you can't lay on the couch with a hangover and order DoorDash. You didn't have DoorDash back then, but you can't just be a complete slob.
You like, could, I guess. I mean, but
and let me back up. I'm not saying anyone we work with are slobs.
I'm
saying the discipline piece.
Sure.
The work ethic.
Yep,
you know, what you should truly value. And this is my opinion, but I value hard work, discipline, make an impact on other people. You're obligated to go do those types of things.
Right.
So I see people every now and then go through the motions, and I know they have more in them.
Sure.
You see the fire, you see glimpses of it. I'm thinking of a specific situation where
it's,
hey, this book is phenomenal.
Tell that story, man.
We're not going to drop names, but you know, I saw someone that has a ton of potential.
Yep.
He's one of our top sales reps.
Stud.
Yeah. So give him a book. It is perfect for him. It talks about that discipline and pushing yourself.
Book was it? Do you remember?
Relentless.
By Tim Grover?
Yeah. It's a great book. It talks about the different calibers of people, whether it's, you know, professionally, sports, whatever it may be. And it was perfect for him because he has potential to be that closer which is like the top echelon of you know, these different types of people. And a month later, I said, hey, how's that book? Do you know? Do you
no, I don't know what he said.
The response was, when do you have time? Were you reading books when you were 26?
Yeah.
I don't have time. Like, I don't have time. When am I going to find time?
26, single, no kids, right?
I snapped.
Yeah.
I snapped internally. I said, you're right. I wasn't reading books when I was 26.
Sure.
Looking back, I wish I read way more books when I was 26, and I wish I had more discipline, and I wish I didn't think that I didn't have enough time.
Sure.
Because if you think you don't have enough time, you really need to sit down and map out your day.
Yeah.
What do you do each hour? How many hours of sleep are you getting?
Sure.
Where are you spending your time?
Nobody knows that, man. I think nobody maps it out and nobody pays attention to that. But no, I love that. I love that story. How did that person respond?
I don't know if he's opened the book yet.
Can you get it back? Hey, man, that's $20, man. Send it back.
I'm waiting for the next person to come in. I think I have
my identifier. You steal it from him?
Yeah. Hey, so-and-so, give this book to so-and-so because he'll read it.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's funny. Looking back, you know, I tell that story. It's one that sticks with me because I wish I had that type of mentorship when I was in that position.
Sure.
What are some things you do on the mentor side to make a bigger impact on those coming behind you?
For me personally, I don't know. I think I view it as us as like a society, right? Like I think we need to do a better job of, number one, leading by example. I'm a huge proponent for that. I think that we need to, you know, suggest for other people, here's kind of a blueprint or a roadmap of what I've done. And I've had a little bit of success. I'm not saying you have to do it this way, but these are some things that, you know, everybody talks about, right? Like waking up early, diet and exercise, you know, the morning ritual type stuff. And as well, like, I also think that needs to be adaptable to that. So like if you are mentoring someone, I think it needs to be adaptable, right? If they're into, you know, A, B, and C, well, we need to shift to that, right? Or maybe they enjoy doing certain things that maybe aren't up your alley from as that mentor. So I think there's a couple things where, yeah, give them the blueprint. Also, try to be flexible. Try to help them get to the best version of themselves as opposed to like creating a cookie cutter model of yourself. I think people probably have a fear. So I think not trying to go in solution mode, but like if you ask the question, like, you know, I don't know if I need, if you're listening today, I don't know if I need a mentor, go ahead and ask. Yeah. Because people that are a little bit more advanced in their career, they're always looking to give back and they're always looking to share knowledge and they're always looking to, majority of people are willing to help out.
Oh, a lot of people feel like they're like bugging someone by asking for their time. If you're wondering whether, do I need a mentor? I think you're right. So let me ask you, I think it involves like that self-reflection and knowing your shortcomings.
Sure.
Where do you need to improve and who would be the best resource to help you with that? Brian, I told that story earlier and you know, both of us were likely in the same shoes as the gentleman I'm speaking about. If you're someone like him and maybe you don't have someone that's kind of hawking you and you pushing you to do more, what are the best steps to take to figure out, how do I find a mentor? What do I need to do? Like, what type of conversation do I need to have?
I think people have the apprehension, right, to ask somebody. But I guess, I don't know, man, like, who should they ask?
You mentioned the self-reflection and figuring out, you know, where are my shortcomings? Where do I need to improve? Sometimes you may not know that. If you're already employed or have a friend or someone you look up to, you know, have that conversation. If you go to a leader or your direct supervisor at your current company, or maybe it's a professor, maybe you're younger and you're still in school.
Yeah.
Go to a professor that knows you and you trust. Ask for that type of feedback. Where do I need to improve? Who do you recommend? And listen, majority of the time, people don't do that. You mentioned the apprehension. They don't do that because they think they're wasting someone's time.
Sure.
People want to give back. People want to make that impact on the younger generation.
Agreed.
So, you know, if you feel like you're wasting them their time, offer them coffee.
Yeah.
Offer them lunch. Offer to get a drink if you're of age. Yeah. You know, if they're involved in, you know, charities, volunteer for one of their charities. Show gratitude or write a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
You know, you've done this, you're big on this, but write a handwritten letter. It's a bit old school, but we're making it new school. It's coming back. like people's all email, text.
I
like,
know, I love it.
Write a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that you'll get a response from that person.
I think, you know, from the mentorship side of it, I truly believe that people want to give back, right? And I think you said it a few minutes ago, but bring value, right? If let's just, you know, talk about it for our listeners, right? So if you're younger, you're 22 or 25, and this person might be a little bit older than you or in a position that you want to be in someday, the question might be on LinkedIn or social or whatever it is, I'd love to grab some coffee to learn from you, right? And then bring value. How can I volunteer at your organization? How can I, you know, roll up my sleeves and get to work for something that that person's passionate about? As opposed to, you know, you always hear this, like, let me pick your brain. Well, I'll tell you, like, that does not go over well for the person that might be a little bit older or advanced, right? So I think if you can bring value, if that you're that younger person or you're looking for a mentor and you're that mentee, like, bring value, right? I think that holds a ton of ground. And I think there, you know, people miss that sometimes.
And be prepared.
Yeah.
Be very prepared. Yep. Don't show up like, all right, mentor me.
Yeah, bring a notebook and a pen, people. Come on.
If you're listening, tag your favorite mentor or someone that's made the biggest impact on your life in the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, drop us a note, tag your favorite mentor. Let's hear your feedback. Brian, how would you define work-life balance in relation to the logistics industry?
It's not good.
It's a tough question.
Yeah, it's tough.